Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
It is our 2-year anniversary special live in the studio at High Falls, downtown Rochester. Thank you guys for tuning in. Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. Looking at a high of 32. Nothing to call home about, but that's okay. We'll take it. We still got Ja Rule and Nelly tickets that we're going to give away.
Our friend said the snow's coming.
Yeah, so. Tommy said the snow is coming. Let me go to the phones real quick. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Shauna.
Good morning.
What's up, Shauna?
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
What's up?
What's up, Queen?
You guys are like the absolute best. I wanted to call in quick and say, like, happy 2-year anniversary. Like, I take my 11-year-old daughter, Brooke, to school every day.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, she loves you guys. I mean, I love you guys, too, but...
Well, thank you. We love you.
We love you so much.
As you should. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. Well, you know, she's such a little diva, so, like, she shares some of your qualities, Breezy.
Period. I know her all too well.
Snap a circle. You guys make us laugh so much, you know, and I also have like OCD, like Moose, you know, mm-hmm. So we have a lot in common. Moose,
yeah. You know? Sounds like it. You also get down on all fours and clean the baseboards every Saturday morning.
And you're trying to get a spot that literally doesn't exist.
Exactly. Okay. I am a baseboarder. I am. All right.
Love it.
It's a tradition. And I mean, I'm just saying, I'm also a single mom. So if you were ever interested, Moose, in becoming, you know, like a stepdad, reach out, you know?
Clean up on aisle 7.
Not this nice call of you wishing us a happy anniversary turning into a side version of OK Cupid. What's happening here?
A little 10-second plug.
Right.
Okay. You sound like a hot single mom, Shauna.
Well, I would say so.
And you know what they say. Every little girl needs a father.
He's like, text me after the show. Thank you.
Well, no, okay, I was just kidding. I mean, she had a dad, but, I mean, he's a deadbeat, and we don't want to talk about that on live
This is
radio,
taking a
you know?
Really weird turn. Yes, of course, Shauna.
I mean, all kidding aside, though, you guys have made me laugh on some of my worst days. And Breezy, I love you. I just absolutely adore you. Girl power all day long, okay?
Thanks, Shauna.
You're the best, Shauna. Thanks for the nice words.
Right. So y'all just keep doing what you guys are doing, and thank you for keeping the entertainment up each morning. My daughter and I, we love you.
Oh, we love you.
Adore y'all.
And your daughter.
What did you say your daughter's name is?
Brooke.
Brooke, tell her hello.
She's 11 years old, but she's an avid fan.
Yeah, tell her hello for us. Thank you so much for the call this morning.
Brookie.
All right. Happy anniversary again, guys.
Thanks, Shauna.
Well, Moose, you know, make sure you give me a call, all right?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get right on that.
Sure.
Thanks, Shauna. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
She's a trip. Okay. On to more important things.
I'm going to get a text from Moose on Saturday. Like, hey, I saw Sean over the weekend. I'm like, all right.
So did I. Okay, guys, let's get serious for a second. Joining us now in the studio, because we've had guests all morning and it's been so, so fun. But these are not just listeners of the show. These are some of our very close friends. Mm-hmm. Give it up from CSC of Rochester, Cancer Support Community, Tim, Connor, and our boy Hunter.
What's up, guys? Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Happy anniversary, guys. I can't believe you've been back for 2 years, Moose. It feels like it's been 2 months.
Back and better than ever, baby.
That's right. Yeah, it feels really good to be back. Hunter, you are the new face of the organization, yes?
I sure am. I'd be happy to be here.
You're working on it. I love that. So, last year, we crushed it. 14th annual Bachelor Auction at Essex. Tell us all the details about what is going to be happening, when, where, how, all of it.
Man, so last year we really blew it out of the water last year, and this year we're 15th annual. We're going big, and we're going bigger and better than ever.
Yeah, buddy!
We're happy to announce that we're returning to Essex this year.
Great venue. Great acoustics. Amazing energy.
Great venue. Hunter and I were actually there. We made a brief appearance on New Year's Eve, getting some logistics down and taking some notes.
Logistics, right.
Let me ask you something. Last year, the
drinks were fantastic.
How many people do you think were at Essex last year for 14th annual?
We sold over 500 last year.
That includes VIP?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That last year was packed house. So what can we expect this year?
So we can expect the same date this year. We're going March 22nd, 2025. So mark those calendars. We can expect probably our biggest and best VIP event that we've had yet. We're still working out the details on that, but there's going to be more to come. And you can expect the biggest party of the year in Rochester for one of the best organizations and raising some money for a great cause.
That's really so much fun. And I think that it's amazing because we don't get a ton of opportunities to have major parties in Rochester. You know, we have weddings and reunions and things like that. But this is like so amazing because we're giving back to such an amazing cause, which is CSC Rochester. So if people aren't familiar with the organization, what are we benefiting here?
Cancer Support Community of Rochester has various support groups and things that you can do basically for families and individuals that are affected by cancer. So all the money that's raised with this event and every event that we do actually goes back and stays within the local.
Yeah.
585 stays right here.
Yep.
It's amazing.
So many people are facing a battle that others know nothing about. And I think one of the great things about CSC Rochester is they take that money, it stays local right here, and it helps not just the people that are going through and suffering with this disease, but it also looks out for the families too that are helping their individuals through this struggle.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. And I think one thing to touch on too, if you're thinking about coming to the event or you're thinking about being a bachelor, which we'll touch on in a minute, or just even donating to the organization, is this year we've really made a pivot from not just offering support groups and one-on-one counseling to actually offering some monetary services in terms of being able to help people with treatment if they need it. And also we're in the process of launching for our members and their families, a food program to help fight the food insecurity people might face as their money goes towards those treatments, as it goes towards other resources that they might need during their journey and during their battle. So really a new day for the organization and new ways to help get involved. So we're looking to raise the most money we ever had to help the people that so dearly need it.
Yeah.
And what was the where did we stand last year with Bachelor Auction? How much money was raised?
Close to 85 grand. So that was our second highest grossing of all time.
Wow.
Obviously 15, we got to go big or go home. So we're looking to smash that 85K.
We're going to smash it, baby.
Oh, we'll smash it.
I can't think of a better way
than to do a toast. Woo! All right, let's crack this baby open.
It's 9:16 in the morning. Yeah. Let's go.
did you get that white cloth? Oh, my God.
The 15th annual Bachelor Auction is going to be bigger and better than ever before. We're going to raise more money than we ever have raised, and it's all going to stay local and help so many people that need it the most. And we're going to do it with your help, and you're going to do it with ours.
Cheers.
Salute.
Salute.
So let's get down to business. How do people become bachelors?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they're like, yeah, let's do it. How do we start?
That was delicious. Oh, my God. Dry January. Yeah, so over the last few weeks, we've been working on some recruiting nights. We've been setting up with some familiar faces and some new ones, too. So every Friday, starting next Friday on the 10th, we're going to be recruiting, pretty much hopping around, talking to dudes, trying to get them signed up for this.
Not right. Creepy at all. No, so cool.
When you've been doing it for 5 years, this is just normal at this right. point.
Are you single? They're like, oh, who's asking?
Yeah. Those guys out in the corner.
Slamming drinks.
Anyways, do you have girls that go up to them, though, like logistically?
Yes. So there's a committee of us, not just us three, but there's right. probably a dozen people at each of these recruiting nights, and we lean on the women to go talk to these guys.
You know,
and then they open up, and right, it's just exactly. you two.
Well, that's what it is. The funniest story we ever got was from our good friend Tommy Bechtold, who was a bachelor last year.
Yeah.
Tommy reminds me of Chris Farley. Yeah. The funniest guy you'll ever meet, who he actually is a comedian.
Yeah.
So Tommy told me we're out having lunch together, and he goes, these two really hot girls approached me at Tin Cup, and they're like, hey, are you single? He goes, as a matter of fact, I am. What's your name? And the girl goes, oh, it doesn't matter. I want to introduce you to Tim.
Yeah. Hey, you got to play to your strengths. You got to know your capabilities.
Right? Good.
So good.
So, yeah, we have a few recruiting events set up for this month. Friday, the 10th, we're going to be at Tin Cup Social. The 17th, we're going to be at Ziggy's. The 24th, we're going to be at Tony D's. We're even doing a Saturday afternoon, the 25th, at K2. And then eventually, we're going to do a Park Ave bar crawl. So, if you see, and also, can't forget, if you see drones in the sky, it's not the government, it's not aliens, it's just us looking for bachelors.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Okay, so.
You guys really invested with that 85K.
February 1st, Park Ave bar crawl, yes? And correct. We're going to just hit up Park Avenue. Okay, that's perfect. That's our boy Dwight's birthday. We're going to be there for that. And then January 17th is Ziggy's, January 24th, Tony D's. So these are all places everybody already is very familiar with and hangs out at. Okay.
Exactly. So if you're thinking about going out for a Friday night with your boys or maybe a Saturday happy hour, you know, come to Tin Cup next week, Ziggy's the week after that, Tony D's, K2. Come talk to us. We'd love to see if we can woo you to hit the stage this year and raise some money.
I love it.
February 1st sounds fun.
Yeah.
Dwight gets so drunk, he becomes a bachelor. He's like, I'm married with a child. Like, what?
I don't know. We'll have to run that by Nancy, but if she's okay with it, I'd be happy to have you.
Nancy's all about charity. Real quick, guys, just plug the website one more time where they can sign up to be a bachelor.
Yep. So everything's going to be at cscrochester.org. You can go to the events page, and there's a landing spot right for the bachelor auction. You can also check out our social media page on Instagram, which is cscabevents. You know, you'll see Tim, Hunter, myself plugging the application form on social media as well. If you want to be a bachelor, if you're interested, or if you know anybody who is, you can also hit us up on Instagram as well. Again, cscabevents. Tim, Hunter, and myself are very prevalent on social media, too. We're looking to go big this year. We're looking for six figures. So let's
do
get
it.
Everybody out.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be a team effort, you guys. Tim, Connor, Hunter, thank you guys for everything that you do, because it makes such a huge difference. And we have been so incredibly thrilled to partner up with you guys on this. It's been phenomenal. It's been a phenomenal ride. We can't wait to host. So March 22nd, Essex. Mm-hmm. The 15th annual Bachelor Auction. And real quick, I feel like this would make sense. I know there's so many of you that are, like I said, facing a battle others know nothing about. This is a perfect opportunity for you to relax. So I want to give away a $100 gift card right now to the spa at the Del Monte, 585-252-9800, looking for caller 8 right now to win that $100, and you can finally go and chill.
Thank you guys so much for everything that you do and for being such amazing friends to us. We've literally created such this beautiful relationship over the years, and we wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much.
We really have. And thank you guys for being just such great partners for us and becoming such great friends over the years. We couldn't do it without you. This event would not be as successful as it is without Moose and Breezy and PXY. So we can't thank you guys enough. And listen, Sean, if you're still listening, March 22nd. I think we can find you someone who you can bring home to Brooke.
Yeah. And one more text before we hang it up.
Sure.
Is
sure.
Moose a part of the Bachelor auction this year? Let's run it back.
You guys want to run it back?
Do we want to have our first confirmed Bachelor of 2025 right now, Moose?
Oh my God, let's run it back.
I was so freaking embarrassed the first time.
I know, but it's a different setup.
I mean, not to put any pressure, but your predecessor Corey was a Bachelor twice.
He was.
You can only go up from here, Moose.
I'm triggered. It's confirmed. I'm a Bachelor. You guys want to do shots? Let's do some shots. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. This is a very, very important game that we're about to play, so let's just dive right into it, shall we?
We shall.
It's our 2-year anniversary special. I'm drunk.
Love it. All
morning we've had very special guests in the studio with us, but I would say nobody more special than my very close friend of almost 22 years, my right-hand man, my brother from another mother, Dwight Lee Battle!
Oh, what's going on?
The Dwightinator.
Yes. The Dwightinator. All right, guys, today we're going to play Fill in the Blank, which is similar to the match game, okay? Because I am dying to figure out who knows me better. My co-host Breezy of officially 2 years now, or my closest friend Dwight, who I've known for almost 21, 22 years.
This is going to be so easy.
The rules of the game are very simple, and each of you will have a chance to fill in the blank. You're going to write down your answer on a sheet of paper, and whoever gets it exactly correct or comes closest to my answer will win that round.
Okay.
I have a total of 4 questions, okay. 4 or 5. Okay. I'll be asking, for example, when I was 7 years old, I blank and ended up with 5 stitches. The correct answer to that was I ran in the wall and ended up with 5 stitches, okay?
Dwight and I are like, wait, what?
Yeah, this is not a family like feud. Who knows the answer to that question?
It's fill in the blank.
Neither of us knew you at 7. Okay. Yeah.
That's just an example
of how
to play. Let's go to question number 1. When Moose sees a pretty girl, the first thing out of his mouth is, damn, look at you standing over there looking like a blank. Both writing down their answers.
Easy. So easy.
All right. Dwight finished first. I need both of you to show your answers. Dwight, you said snack. Breezy, you said snack. Both of you are 100% correct.
You're always hungry.
Snack time.
One on the board.
Not the snack packs at Tin Cup.
I can't believe you said that on the air. All right, All right, question number 2.
The Uncrustables. Okay.
Yes.
One time I was forced to purchase something in a store in order to use their bathroom. So in a hurry, I panic, and I ended up buying a blank.
That's my favorite story.
Breezy finished her answer first.
Oh, I did have a bell, but...
Okay. I have no idea. That's terrible.
You got to write something down, anything.
Yeah, just take a stab at it.
I had to use the bathroom in a store. Dwight says, candy. Breezy said...
A generator.
Breezy is 100% correct.
What? Not the generator. No, Dwight, literally, he was like, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. He's like, sorry, it's for customers only. Instead of buying a pack of gum or a chocolate bar, he's like, I'll take this $80 generator.
I panicked.
He doesn't even own a house.
I don't own a house.
Do you even know how to use a generator?
Nope.
Okay, great.
Question 3. We're playing fill in the blank with Breezy, my co-host of 2 years, and my best friend Dwight of 22 years. What type of underwear do I typically enjoy wearing the most? Boxers, briefs, tighty whities, or commando?
Ding!
Breezy wrote down her answer first. Let's see your answer. Breezy says briefs. Dwight says, what does that say?
Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Boxer briefs is 100% correct.
That's what men should wear. That's what.
Is briefs boxer briefs or no?
Boxer briefs is more like, yes, they're boxers, but they're briefs. Briefs are more like tighty whitey.
It's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did I get that wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 2-2.
We're tied.
Question number 4. When I was 18, where did I lose my virginity? What location? when I was 18 years old, where did I lose my virginity? Both of you have no idea. Dwight finished first.
In a car.
Oh my God, in a car? Breezy?
I'm writing a J.K. Rowling novel. Hold on. Girlfriend's house when rents were gone. Were her parents gone?
It was actually my parents' house when my parents were gone. But Breezy came closest.
I got the half right.
Breezy gets the point on that one.
Whatever.
It is officially 3-2. She came the closest. And question number 5. When I go out to dinner, what is my go-to drink? Dwight and I have had thousands of drinks over the years.
Old-fashioned, brown down.
An old-fashioned is 100%
correct. I said Manhattan.
Old-fashioned, brown down.
It is...
Was it tied?
Tied 3-3. We're going to the bonus question.
All right.
Question number... Well, it's just the bonus round, but as of today, I currently have blank in my savings account.
Jack Dilly Squat.
Ding! Zero.
Zero, Dwight, right? Closest answer.
One penny.
Well, we got to round up on this. Dwight is the closest because I have more than a penny. Breezy, you said zero, so Dwight wins it!
Yeah! The Price is Right, Bob Barker.
Yeah!
Yes.
You honestly think I have $0 in my savings?
I know you do. You're struggling.
It's hard on these streets. I mean, you've had to replace your window 5 times.
I know, yeah. Thank you.
You save it for a security guard.
With the help of insurance. Guys, we got some stuff we got to give away this morning.
Let's do it.
We have a $100 gift card to our friends at Grappa Italian Nouveau. You guys want an amazing dinner? This is the place to do it. Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800. You can take the person of your choice out to a lovely meal at Grappa Italian Nouveau for $100. We're going to hook you up right now on PXY Mornings. Good luck.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. PXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! That's right. We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see Ja Rule and Nelly August 1st at Darien Lake.
Let's go.
All right. They're going to be live in concert. Let's go to the phone. PXY, what's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Good morning. Guess what? I have good news for you. Not only is it Friday and it's payday, but you're caller 8! Love the enthusiasm, Jessica.
Jessica,
thank you so
much.
You
are literally just falling off your chair. You're so excited.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
Jess,
yay.
Can I hear some excitement from you?
Yay! Woo!
All right, let's get right into it. Thank you so much. Breezy is going to leave the room. The rules are simple.
Right.
You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to question number 1. Breezy's going into that soundproof booth. Question 1. Jess, which U.S. athlete has won the most Olympic medals?
Oh, gosh. Sports is not my ideal question.
All right. Well, I'll give you a hint. He's a guy. He was on the Wheaties box. He's won 28 medals. Which U.S. athlete has won most Olympic medals?
I don't have an answer for this one.
All right. No answer for Jess. Question number 2, how many bones do sharks have?
None.
All right, let's go to question number 3. What president of the United States is on the half dollar?
Roosevelt.
Question 4, Jess, what is the shape of the crystals on the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square?
It's a triangle.
And question 5, Jess, what brand is associated with the quicker, thicker picker upper?
Swiffer?
Swiffer, okay. All right, Jess, that's 5 questions. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. I'm going to tally these up right now, okay? Breezy, it's about to get serious in here. Let's tally these up. Our girl Jess got 1. 2 out of 5.
Wow.
doesn't seem hard to beat.
All right, go sit down, Breezy. You better get your game face on because it's a new year, so the slate is it's a clean slate.
Woo!
So we're starting with zero. Your record is zero losses, zero wins. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Just sit tight. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Would you want to talk some smack to Breezy?
No, good luck.
No, good luck.
You're such a good sport.
Okay. You're very sweet, Jess. Okay.
We love you, Jess.
All right. Breezy, question number one. Which U.S. athlete has won the most Olympic medals?
Bruce Jenner.
I love you so much.
Well, Caitlin Jenner now.
Jess is laughing her ass off. Question number two. How many bones do sharks have?
Zero.
Question three. What president of the United States is on the half dollar?
Reagan.
Reagan. Okay. All right. Oh, God, I'm drunk. Question number four. What is the shape of the crystals on the New Year's Eve ball in Times Square?
What? Squares? Diamonds? I don't know.
Well, you got to pick one. What is the shape? It was just New Year's Eve.
What's the shape of the... It's a disco ball.
No, I know, but on that ball is thousands of crystals. What are the shape of those crystals? You have 3 seconds.
Diamonds.
Right. Yes. Okay. Great. Right.
Like a diamond shape.
All right. This is for Ja Rule and Nelly tickets. Question number five. Breezy, which brand is associated with the quicker, thicker picker upper?
Swiffer.
Oh, my Lord. All right. Hey, Jess, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, let's run down the list real quick. Which U.S. athlete has won the most Olympic medals? Both of you got that wrong. Okay.
What did she say?
She said nothing.
Oh, perfect.
The correct answer is Michael Phelps, the swimmer.
It.
He got 28 medals. Question two, you both nailed it. Sharks do not have bones. Question three, no, Roosevelt or Reagan was not on the half dollar. It's John F. Kennedy. Question number four. Our girl Jess got that one correct. Triangles is the shape of crystals on New Year's Eve ball in Times Square. What brand is associated with the quicker, thicker, picker upper? It is not Swiffer. It is Bounty. Hey, Jess?
Yes.
You beat Breezy 2-1! You got the tickets!
Have fun at Ja Rule.
Thank you.
Jess, you're so welcome. Who are you taking to the show with you?
I'm actually giving the tickets to my cousin. She likes rap, so figured it'd be
the tickets are non-transferable. No, I'm kidding.
Well, then I'll go with her.
Perfect.
You're giving the tickets to your cousin because she likes rap. Yes. Well, we love Ja Rule, and we definitely love Nelly, even though they've done some things that are unforgivable. All right, Jess. Stay on the line. I'm going to get all your info. Thank you so much for being a part of our two-year anniversary. Do me one big favor, Jess.
Yes.
Say, my name is Jess from Rochester. And I just beat Breezy.
My name is Jess from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
We love it.